Ah, Professor! I'm sorry for bothering you when you were just going to leave, but I wanted to talk to you about something. I know it's already really late. It won't take much of your time. What? Did you just lock the door? Oh, no, I didn't. Why would I do that? You must be seeing things. You really look tired. Maybe it's from a lack of sleep. No, thank you. I'll stand. Don't get up on my accord. You know, Professor, I recognized your voice. What? I'm too close. Sorry, I have to be. You don't want me to say it too loudly, do you? You do easily get flustered. How cute. What? It's inappropriate for a student to talk to a teacher like that. Oh, my. Let me ask you then. Is it appropriate for a professor to post dirty recordings about his fantasies on the internet? Oh, you're going to fall out of your chair if you move so suddenly. What? You're not going to deny it? Oh, my. Imagine, just imagine, what an uproar it will be. How shocked everyone will get when they find out their cool and awesome teacher is actually a pervert, rambling on the internet about female students wearing tight jeans and stuff. What do I want? That's a good question. Money? Not interested in that. Grades? You know already I have good enough grades for your class. Then what? It's funny how you never questioned me about listening to your dirty recordings, or the fact that I'm going to the same threat. I actually commend you for the fact that your voice was able to get me hot and bothered. Knowing it was you, my professor, speaking about such things added a certain spice to it. I'm remembering things you said, and you know that I'm starting to feel aroused. Maybe you could help me with that. What's this getting so flushed and loosening your tie? Feeling a little too hot to breathe normally? Well, here's my offer. Eat me out, and I may consider keeping all of this our little secret. Oh my, you're a bit too eager for a person who's getting blackmailed, aren't you? Hands off, I'm keeping my skirt on. Okay, get down on your knees right in front of your desk. I'm going to borrow it as my seat. Oops, paper go to the floor. They're in my way. You can pick them up later. Now, I'm going to take off my panties, and you're going to watch. No touching, okay? Oh, I can see you're getting hard. Judging by that bulge in your pants. Well, guess what? No touching rule applies to your body as well. Keep your hands where I can see them. Must be hard not to be able to do anything when I spread my legs for you like that. Like that, you see? I must be really wet right now. Let me check with my finger. Oh my, I am. My finger is all sticky now. Care to help me clean it up? Yes, like that. Good. Do you like the taste? You do? Well then, go get it, hero. Lick my pussy until I come. Jumping straight to the action, oh, so enthusiastic. You really are a pervert, Professor. I like it. Yes, that's white space for your tongue up and down my slit are making me go crazy. Keep at it. Yes, more. I love the way you're sucking in my clit. Your tongue feels so good. It feels so good to have your face buried in my thigh. Yes, drive small circles around my clit. Then press your tongue to it. Fuck. You're so good at that. You're quite eager to please. Let me And my pussy, like, you just can't get enough of it. Fuck. I'm getting so close. Yes, please, go faster. I'm coming. I must admit, you're very good at that. I didn't expect it to be so good. Yes, I am satisfied. But no, I'm not going to let you off the hook that easily. One time is not enough. Let's make a new deal. As long as you lend me your mouth any time I ask for it, I will keep my lips shut tight. Your dirty little secret will be safe with me if you obey. So how's that? Sounds good? I thought so. That's an offer you can't refuse, right?